Inviting you to the Sauk County Fair, now through Sunday. This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg.
Max FM, WRPQ.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden hosts 3 days of meetings in Washington for NATO leaders beginning today. He will hold a dinner this evening and a news conference on Thursday. The meeting's coming as new questions arise about the president's health. Here's ABC's Lena Moise.
The president's doctor released a late-night letter after the White House press secretary refused to say why a Parkinson's expert visited the White House 8 times in 8 months. Dr. Kevin O'Connor said the specialist was there to see military personnel. He also confirmed that same neurologist examined Biden for each of his annual physicals and reiterated that they found no signs of Parkinson's.
ABC's Lana Moise. Hurricane Beryl causing widespread wind damage and dumping 9 inches of rain in some parts of the Texas Gulf Coast. Transformers blowing as the hurricane slammed inward. 6 people in Texas, 1 in Louisiana were killed. Jury selection begins today for an actor Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial in New Mexico for that fatal shooting on the set of the movie Rust. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The Janesville Police Department arrested a man for first-degree recklessly endangering safety after he fired shots from a handgun. Investigators say 39-year-old Dennis Smith fired a round from his handgun during an altercation with another man. It happened Friday near 2505 Center Avenue. No injuries were reported. Madison police arrested 2 people after a deadly crash that happened on the city's north side last Thursday morning. According to police, the crash occurred on Packers Avenue at Tennyson Lane, where a car crashed into a tree and 2 occupants of the vehicle allegedly fled the scene. 1 driver of the vehicle was pinned inside the vehicle and died from his injuries. A 22-year-old male suspect and a 19-year-old female suspect were arrested and charged with operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent and resisting. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon and again tomorrow. Otherwise, today, partly to mostly cloudy, high of 81. Tonight, down to 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80. And we're going to keep warming it up. We're talking upper 80s, maybe even 90 by the weekend. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
99.7.
Just love. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope your Tuesday's off to a great start. We do have a slight chance for a shower or thunderstorm today and then again tomorrow. Temperature's going to stay right around 80, at least until the weekend when things warm up and we could see a high right around 90. I'm Maddie Jones. It's Rod Stewart now with Young Turks on Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
The boys of summer, there is Don Henley, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Well, it looks like the oldest Gen Zers are in their late 20s now, and they're having the same realization that we all have eventually. Maybe the decisions you made in your youth weren't so great. In fact, USA Today just did this huge write-up on how a lot of Gen Zers are hitting the tattoo regret stage of life. It's been trending on TikTok as we've gotten deeper into the wedding season. A lot of brides are venting about how they didn't really consider that their tattoos might clash with their wedding dress. Yeah, once those things are there, they're probably not going away. Regretting tattoos is obviously fairly common, and not just with Gen Z. In fact, USA Today noted that millennials had to come to terms long ago with their own Harry Potter, Disney, and Infinity sign tattoos. For Gen Xers, by the way, it happens to be tramp stamps. You're more likely to hear about it now, though, because Gen Z is the first generation to literally talk about everything online. A popular influencer spent tens of thousands of dollars on tattoos in her 20s. Her arms and her chest are covered, and she recently started to have them removed. She says older people warned her that she'd regret it someday. She decided to talk about it on TikTok because it's hard for some of her peers to admit, quote, the older people were right. See, mom and dad do know a thing or two. Now, I do have one tattoo. It's a tiny one on my wrist. It probably clashes with a lot of stuff, but it's important to me, so I will wear it proudly. Of course, I'm not covered from head to toe with tattoos, so I guess it probably is different in that case. Taking a look at your forecast right now, slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm or shower this afternoon as well as tomorrow. Otherwise today, partly to mostly cloudy, 81 for a high, down to 63 tonight, then partly cloudy and 80 again tomorrow. We're going to see the upper 80s by the end of the week and maybe even 90 by the weekend. Beautiful weather though for your Sauk County Fair. Doesn't look like we're going to have to worry too much about showers, thunderstorms, or even just little bits of rain. I love that. Right now, it is 62. The morning show here on Max FM brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Singer-songwriter Randy Houser comes to the Sauk County Fair. Tickets on sale now for Randy Houser. Randy Houser, July 13, SaukCountyFair.com.
Mouthwatering steaks, seafood, sandwiches, and Black Angus burgers. Hi, this is Jason from Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. If you're looking for the perfect place for a quick lunch or a date night out, Jay's offers a little bit of everything, even a huge kids menu. Jay's is also the place for holiday parties, banquets, baby showers, and any other upcoming events you are planning. We feature Wisconsin tap beer, a great wine list, and a full bar. Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg has something for everyone. We'll see you soon.
99.7 Max FM. Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. From a man in Brussels, he was 6'4".
much to say. I said to the man, are you trying to tempt me? Because I come from the land of plenty.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM from 1992. Annie Lennox now, Walking on Broken Glass.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I Just Died in Your Arms. There is Cutting Crew. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. The 170th annual Sauk County Fair is officially underway. Now, before you get too excited, the carnival with the games and the rides officially open tomorrow. So none of that is open today, but there is some good stuff happening at the fairgrounds. It is open class exhibit entry day. If you are entering, it starts at 9 a.m. for judging, and all of the entries must be in place by 6 o'clock this evening. The commercial building will also open at 4 o'clock today. There's going to be a dog show over at Progress Hall at 5 p.m. The farm and antique tractor pull with local semis and the Southwest Wisconsin area pollers is going to start at 6:30 this evening. Adult tickets just $12. Kids 6 to 12 are $5, and 5 and under are free. You can even pick up some pit passes for a little bit extra. You can find out more information about those tickets by going over to the website, which I'll give you here in just a moment. The beer stand is open tonight, and Travis Stebbins is going to be performing in the Litcher Pavilion with no cover from 9:30 until 12:30 this evening over at the Sauk County Fair. So if you want more information about what's going on today, you want to get some tickets for some of these great grandstand events, or you just want to check out the entire calendar of events for the next few days at the Sauk County Fairgrounds, SaukCountyFair.com. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast, and boy, oh boy, is this a great forecast for a fair. We are talking temperatures hovering right around 80 for the next couple of days, and then we're going to shoot things up for the weekend, upper 80s, maybe even 90. Sean Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. Plus, we're going to have a look at sports next here on Max FM.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need. And this year, we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kiwani.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
The Brewers are back at it tonight after an off day yesterday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They'll open a three-game series against the Pittsburgh Pirates at AmFam Field tonight. Colin Ray will get the start for the Crew. He's off to an 8-2 start. Brewers start the day with a 4.5-game lead on St. Louis after the Cardinals blank Washington 6-0 yesterday. Pirates down the Mets 8-2. Reds over the Rockies 6-0. 1 month after turning down the chance to coach the L.A. Lakers, UConn Huskies head coach Dan Hurley has signed a contract extension. That deal covers 6 years and is worth $50 million. Keegan Bradley has been named the U.S. captain for the 2025 Ryder Cup. The biennial competition will take place from September 26th through the 28th at Bethpage Black on Long Island. Two more players have thrown their hats into the ring for baseball's home run derby at the All-Star Game next week. Kansas City's Bobby Witt Jr. and Atlanta's Marcelo Zuna are the latest to join the derby in Arlington. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon and again tomorrow. Otherwise, today, partly to mostly cloudy, high of 81. Tonight, down to 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80. And we're going to keep warming it up. We're talking upper 80s, maybe even 90 by the weekend. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Save yourself a whole lot of money and shop local by going to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Savings in some cases up to 50% off. Things for you, things for the home, delicious foods, great adult beverages, a little entertainment as well. Instant downloads available right there on your phone. You don't wait for us to send you anything, and you're saving money basically on the spot. Pretty good if you're in town for the Sauk County Fair. Michael Jackson now on Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't know me. I reckon. the stage. They call us irresponsible. Write us off the page. Marconi plays the mama. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on
City, there is Starship. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Checking out your forecast right now. A slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon and tomorrow. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy today with a high near 81, down to 63 tonight, then partly cloudy 80 tomorrow. It looks like we're going to keep warming things up as we go throughout the week. Upper 80s, maybe even 90 by the weekend. Right now, it's 62. Coming up this morning on Max FM, you're going to have a chance to win tickets to see Broadway legend Chuck Wagner this Friday night at the Al Ringling Theater. Be listening for your opportunity to text in and win. Plus, we're going to talk about how nice Midwesterners actually are. And speaking of nice, if your boss is a little bit of a jerk, turns out we're going to give them a pass if they're really good at their job. Finn and I will get into that this morning as well. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up too. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning. 355-9970. Same number you can use to win those Chuck Wagner tickets, by the way. We're also going to have ABC and local news around 7 o'clock, a look at sports later this morning, plus all of your favorite music as we take you through this Tuesday. It's all coming up right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Take a short drive to big savings at Little Market and More of Sauk City. Find your favorite basket and bedding plants, crafts, and fresh produce at this family-owned and operated stand. Little Market and More accepts cash and credit cards and is open Monday through Friday from 3 to 7. And Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 7. Find fresh flowers, veggies, honey, and more at Lil Market and More, S9748 County Road E, Sauk City.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on Sunrise.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Close your eyes. Pass